I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. We're now into year two of West Virginia's Elk Reintroduction Project. And we'll get an update on progress coming up in this week's report right after this. A year ago, about two dozen elk from the Land Between the Lakes National Recreation Area in Kentucky were brought to West Virginia to begin the restoration of the animal to the Mountain State. This year, Elk Project leader Randy Kelly says they'll have a couple of sources for fresh elk.
We worked out an agreement with Land Between the Lakes to pick up a few of their animals. They like to keep their numbers down because they are a confined herd. And then, of course, we had the agreement that we'd reached earlier in the year with Arizona Game and Fish Division was extremely helpful and gracious in providing us some animals.
And those elk have arrived in West Virginia, but they are yet to be turned into the wild due to restrictions on transport and quarantine period. But soon they will be, and Kelly says once they are turned loose, it will build the state's herd considerably.
Everything goes well. Anytime you're confining wild animals and then handling wild animals for testing, you know, you have the risk of injury or stress-related mortality. So, but I'm hoping that we can get the ones that we serve that we've had now to get through that time period, and that will have given us 87 on the ground in West Virginia right now. Expect them to expand and kind of spread out, which is that's what we expected. I think that it will give the public a little more opportunity to actually see them.
Most of the animals introduced have not wandered far from their release point, but that should change as more and more start to show up.
In our first release, we had several young bulls, 2 and 3 year old bulls, and those guys will now be up into their 3 and 4 years old and start filling their oats. So they'll be a lot more vocal. Most of the elk from Arizona, they're young elk. We will have probably, I think, 3 2-year-olds. So you might get a little bugle now then, but I think the LBL elk will be very vocal.
And repopulation of the southern coal fields continues.
Oh, there's no doubt they will. They're herd animals, but they'll also work on a hierarchy among themselves. The bulls will take a harem and try to get away from other bulls. And so I think at that time we'll see a lot more activity.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.